This is Radio Real Estate with your host, Mike Kent. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Windwood Enterprises. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. Opinions and information expressed are those of the host and/or sponsors and do not necessarily reflect those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Radio Real Estate. This is Julie Brown, your guest host. Mike is taking a little breather and asked me to step in with Lori Dumovich, who is also a Windermere broker. And so let's get started here with the numbers, like Mike always does. Our new listings for the week, we had 75 new homes come on the market. We had 11 homes. We had 11 homes take a price reduction. We had 102 homes penned. So we had 75 new homes come on, but 102 homes penned. So what that's telling you is that our inventory is still very tight. Homes are still moving very quickly off the market and into the sold position. And 91 homes sold, which means the transaction closed. And again, just the market just continues to be very, very tight. Active homes on the market in Whatcom County are 357. And let's see, the average price for September, the average list price was $846,000. The average sale price was $609,000. So those are some pretty high prices. Not great news for folks who are first-time home buyers, unfortunately. Let's see. What other numbers do I have for you guys today? Oh, boy. Let's see. So October 2020, if we look at those numbers, that 800 number versus that's for 2021. And if we look at the average list price for 2020, it was $724,000. So that's over a $100,000 increase in a one-year period. For the average sale price, so again, in 2021, $609,000, and in 2020, so last year, it was $526,000. So that's $80,000. So that's pretty wild stuff. It looks like rates for banking are actually changing a little bit, moving up a tiny bit. So 30-year fixed was 2.75, and they're creeping up to between 3% and 3.25. So that is something to be concerned about here in the future. If you're looking for a home, you should probably make a move sooner than later as these rates are starting to change.
Julie, what does that mean for the home buyers coming up?
Well, let's see. So it's partially inflation as well. They're saying the real inflation is 4 to 5%. And if the rates go up, it lowers the amount that a potential home buyer could spend. Mm-hmm. So, that's not great news for folks. They'll still be able to get something, but that It'll change by about 1% or so, which could mean about $60,000, $80,000, depending on the price of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to head off to a break here real quick, and we'll be right back.
Relationships should be about respect and mutual cooperation, a win-win attitude, and the confidence that you can rely on the other to be there over the long term. At Bank of the Pacific, we respect the relationships we've built over time with our customers and our communities. With plans to be here today, tomorrow, and into the future, we promise to provide feature-rich products that offer the advantages of cash rewards and a full array of online and mobile banking features. Call or stop by your local branch or visit us online at bankofthepacific.com. Member FDIC.
Mother Nature's hotline.
Yes, I would like to file a complaint. The summer was way too hot, and then poof, it's into the 50s. Can't you permanently set the weather to sunny and 75 with a slight breeze?
I apologize, but unfortunately, that's not how the weather works here at Mother Nature's.
Then what am I to do? I'm always either too hot or too cold.
Well, we refer all these cases to Linden Sheet Metal. They can't control the weather, but they can certainly help better control the temperatures in your home, so it's always just right.
Yes, thank you. Cancel my complaint, please.
You're welcome. Oh, and I do recommend you call right away, as fall is already here.
At Linden Sheet Metal, our mission is to keep your home comfortable year-round with furnaces, air conditioners, and heat pumps from top-rated equipment, American Standard, Mitsubishi, and Rheem. You can't go wrong. We have equipment in stock, and there are rebates and low monthly payments available. Linden Sheet Metal, serving the Northwest for over 80 years.
In the shop.
Toyota's still fully vested in the internal combustion engine, and they saw, as a visionary, the future being a fuel cell vehicle.
Steve from Panacea, Kurt from Angler, Brian from Dr. John's, and Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
The efficiencies there, but find me a location where you can go fuel up your hydrogen fuel cell here in Whatcom County.
In the shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Julie Brown with Radio Real Estate stepping in for Mike Kent. Good morning. And we were just talking about the weekly numbers, like Mike always does. It's fascinating to hear those. And Lori was chiming in to say, what does it mean when the rates creep up, the lending rates? And what it means is that a potential home buyer, it actually diminishes their ability to spend as much money. However, the rate is still so low, you're not going to see the price of homes come down all that much. Lori, what are you seeing with regard to sort of national averages?
Good morning, Julie. So nationally, I am seeing, and many reports are showing, that inventory of active listings, which, you know, homes that are coming on the market for sale, is actually down by 3.9% compared to a year ago. And the median price is about $380,000, according to the data report from Realtor.com. So that's actually up by 8.6% compared to last year.
So the $380,000 is the national average.
Yes.
And ours here in Whatcom County is feels like nearly double that, doesn't it?
It does.
It's just wow. So if I was an investor or just somebody who was thinking, gosh, I can't afford to live in Whatcom County, where would I want to look? Where have you been gathering your information from?
Well, so my husband and I have been looking in out-of-state areas for affordability and in investing, and we have been looking specifically North Carolina, Florida, areas that are just a lot more affordable than Whatcom County. I love our county, but my goodness, it would be tough to invest here right now. So we are finding that the prices of homes to purchase and the construction costs for, say, a flip are just significantly less than other areas of the county.
So even the cost, like the cost of labor, the cost of products to use to flip the house, bring it up to date, whatever you have, how is that looking there compared to here where, you know, it's a struggle just to get a plumber into a place to fix something today?
So across the board, that is similar in the sense of the trades being very, very booked and them being in high demand. But as far as the cost of things, interest rates are similar, of course, but the sales tax and things are different in those areas, so it makes it a little bit more affordable.
That was the next thing I was going to ask you was, what do you see property tax-wise? Because I know my husband and I bought a property in Texas just to spread out our, diversify your portfolio. So to have something somewhere else, not have all your eggs in one basket, right? And their property tax is a little more. However, where your dollar just goes so much further. So how is that in what you're seeing over there on the East Coast?
So in the particular part of the East Coast that we're investing in, it is significantly less in property taxes. So they don't have the structure that we have here. It's very different, but it does make it more affordable for dollars in your door versus dollars going out of your wallet.
Right. Well, that is great information. Thank you so much for that. And just to remind everybody here coming up, everyone's favorite season, it's the end of the month. So your second half of your property taxes are due October 31st, Halloween. So not only is it Halloween, but it's property tax day. Oh, it's so exciting. I know everybody's just loving me for saying that. Anyway, it's just a reminder, and it's always good to just get that paid maybe a day or two early. I don't know. Just a little quick thing, November 7th is fall back. So daylight savings is coming up. So does it gets lighter in the morning and darker in the evening. Is that right?
Well, it's still dark
in the morning. It's just dark. It's just dark all the time. Anyway, guys, remember to mark your calendar so you get to fall back. You get to gain. That's how I always remember it. Fall back, spring ahead. So you get to fall back. You get that little sort of cushion. It really only lasts for a day or two, doesn't it? And
it
then
does.
You're like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. I got to get up. All right. Well, we are coming up on another break. And I have some good news to share with you when we come back about Alcoa out in Ferndale. So we'll cover that when we come back in just a moment.
It's been a crazy year, and you've spent a lot more time at home. Maybe that means you've started to notice how worn out your floors look. Don't keep glancing down and tell yourself that someday you'll spruce them up. The time to upgrade is now with help from Ralph's Floors in Linden. As a Mohawk Color Center dealer, Ralph's is offering huge savings on two premium Mohawk products. Save up to $500 on RevWood Plus, which combines the gorgeousness of hardwood with the durability of a laminate. Carpet more your style? You can also save on Mohawk Smart Strand Silk. Soft, stain-resistant carpeting that'll beautify your home and make your cleanup easy. These Mohawk specials go through the end of the month, so hurry in today and save up to $500. Ralph's has been serving Whatcom County for over 50 years, and their expert staff are ready to help you find the perfect fit for your home. Turn floors that you were embarrassed to look at into floors you're proud to show off. Save big when you visit Ralph's Floors today on Front Street in Linden and online at ralphsfloors.com.
Hi, I'm Lorraine from Lorraine's Window Coverings. Stop by my new store at Bakerview Square and see all the new affordable Graber window treatments available with a free cordless lift system. Then we'll come to you for your own in-home consultation. We have the latest styles and colors, and then we come to you with just the right samples and our professional installers do the rest. Just call
738-8175. Call Lorraine for your new blinds.
America's schools are closing. which can be especially tough on students who struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma. But communities and schools can help. Our organization puts caring adults inside schools to help vulnerable students stay in school. Now, in the face of crisis, we're working beyond school walls, delivering meals to students, helping them access remote learning, doing whatever it takes to help them succeed. To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Good morning. Welcome back. We are here at the KGMI studios. This is Mike Kent's Radio Real Estate. And this is Julie Brown sitting in for Mike. And I have Lori Dumovich helping me with co-hosting here.
Good morning.
All right. Thanks, Lori. And so I just mentioned we had some news about Alcoa. And I was trying to We're trying to keep this a little positive. You know, it's that time of year when things kind of can seem a little dreary and negative. So this is an article from the Seattle Times Business Reporter. And I'm going to kind of just read. So just bear with me here real quick, guys. So it says, a shuttered Whatcom County aluminum plant could be revived or find new life as a steel plant. Two separate groups are considering purchasing Alcoa's Intelco Works plant in Ferndale, Port of Bellingham officials said Tuesday during a public meeting. And maybe a lot of you have heard about this, but I actually just found out about this yesterday. So the first proposal involves a company acquiring the Alcoa facility and reopening the aluminum smelter for its own operations. The second proposal involves a different company, a Canadian-American joint venture, acquiring the facility and converting it into a steel plant. So it could just go back to its former life and make aluminum, or it could become a steel plant. So that's very interesting. Port officials would not reveal the prospective buyers, but let's see, Don Goldberg, Director of Economic Development at the Port of Bellingham, he said he believed both proposals were very real, and he believes the companies would likely move as soon as possible. The decision is ultimately left to the Pittsburgh-based Alcoa. They still own the plant, and industrial metals producer that owns the facility. So no decisions regarding the potential restart or potential restart has been made, and Alcoa spokesperson said. So they continue to evaluate their options. The second proposal involving the conversion to a steel plant would take a phased approach, which Goldberg said. Phase one would create 100 jobs. Phase two would include $1 billion in investment and create up to 700 jobs. Now, from my own little bit of research, I noticed that it looked like Alcoa had basically right around that 700 number. So 700 employees out there in Ferndale. And that is really a lot of jobs for a small county town like Ferndale. That's an incredible lot of jobs. And then in phase three, it would include $3 billion investment, bringing the total job count to more than 1,000. So that would be a complement of 300 more jobs, which would just be, that'd just be outstanding for our county, let alone for Ferndale. So I'm really hoping that something happens here with this. That's that's pretty much all the information that's contained in that article. Gosh, 700 jobs. And then all the ancillary jobs of people that support that working group of people. That would just be outstanding, and that's great, great information and great, just great news for our county when we just keep seeing things shrink, things shuttered. So that's my little ray of sunshine on a gloomy Saturday. And if you hadn't heard about that, you can always just look that up as well on the internet and get more information there. We are coming up on another break here. One other thing, let's see, I was talking about daylight savings time. We will come back and I'll talk about what might happen on November 8th. All right, we're going to go to a break.
Wynwood Enterprises is a full-service residential and commercial landscaping company that can get your property ready for summer and keep it looking good all year. Do you need to replace or add new beauty bark, compost, wood chips, sawdust, or play chips? They have a blower truck that can blow it in for you, saving you time and money. Check their website for an easy-to-use calculator to find out how much you need to get your projects done. It's also easy to sign up for an affordable maintenance contract. Get a free estimate. Find them online at WynwoodENT.com.
It's time for Blue Skies for Children's 21st Annual Online Auction. The auction opens on October 21st and runs through 8 p.m. on the 23rd. There are tons of great auction items, including a weekend getaway to Lopez Island, 4 tickets to a Sounders game, an overnight stay at Silver Reef plus golf at Loomis Trail, a 3-hour local boat cruise for 4, a weekend getaway in Anacortes, amazing art, fun gift baskets, gift cards to all your favorite restaurants, and so much more. To register and preview all the auction items, go to Blue Skies for Children's website. All proceeds will support Blue Skies and their vital work by offering enrichment programs and more to homeless, low-income, and foster children here in our community. To find out more about Blue Skies for Children or the auction, please call their office Monday through Thursday at 756-6710. This message was generously donated by Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in the county.
IKO Sumas is hiring for multiple great-paying positions, from entry-level line operators to supervisors. IKO is a global roofing manufacturer producing shingles and roofing accessories. They offer on-the-job training with entry-level positions starting at over $22 an hour, along with excellent benefits and the opportunity to grow your career all across the globe. Join the IKO team today. Apply online at IKO.com. IKO is an equal opportunity employer in a drug-free workplace.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are, and if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com. The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
A properly operating furnace will guarantee that you stay comfortable as the seasons change. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electric for a system inspection today at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KG.com.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court has refused to block the much-contested abortion law now in effect in Texas. But Washington Post reporter Robert Barnes says they will listen to arguments against it.
Texas designed this law in an unusual way to sort of evade judicial scrutiny.
There are three types of boosters authorized for those eligible. WTVR-TV's Matthew Fultz with more from Virginia.
I'm a dentist. You know, I want to be protected. My staff wants to be protected.
In the meantime, health leaders say while COVID cases are declining locally here in our area, they are encouraging the vaccine and booster shots as we head into the winter months.
A cinematographer on a movie set in New Mexico is dead from a prop gun. Actor Alec Baldwin fired.
A Baldwin spokesman says a prop gun misfired. Police say it has not been determined whether a live round had been placed in the gun by mistake.
CBS's Anthony Pura, CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Hey, welcome back to Radio Real Estate. This is Julie Brown sitting in for Mike Kent. And good Saturday morning to everybody. So we were just kind of chatting here and going through talking about Alcoa and the possibility of new jobs. Well, not necessarily new jobs, some old jobs, maybe some new jobs, and just jobs. Good paying, great jobs that hopefully that'll come back. That would just be a great compliment for our little county. So looking at the calendar, November 8th, they have been talking about reopening the land border from Canada to the U.S. and I believe on the southern border as well, maybe Mexico. Anyway, for the folks who took the shot and got the vaccination, and so possibility of our Canadians coming back. So that is really great, great news. So you probably should go to Costco and stock up on your gas, toilet paper, anything else you think the Canadians will come and get. I do miss seeing the Canadians with their little red jerry cans at the gas pump at Costco. I don't know what you guys think, but it's kind of funny. Anyway, so I also have here with me Lori Dumovich, and she is the director of Whatcom County Real Estate Charity Foundation. And so, Lori, could I trouble you to kind of give us an overview of what that is? What do we do?
Absolutely. Good morning. As Julie mentioned, I am the director of the Windermere Foundation for Whatcom County. And I am also a broker with Windermere Real Estate as well. I'm really excited for the opportunity to share some of what our Windermere Foundation is about and how the generosity of our agents impacts our community as a whole. So for those of you that don't know, since 1989, our Windermere Foundation has raised over $43 million to give back to our communities to help support programs that help low-income and homeless families. And in Whatcom County, excuse me, in particular, we chose to have a board of four agents. Myself as the director, my friends and colleagues as well, Leslie Hobkirk, Renata Mason, and Mary Kay Robinson. So when we get together, we discuss the needs of the county as a whole and the organizations within our county, and we determine where this money goes and how it's allocated. So with Windermere in particular, our philosophy is that every Windermere agent and owner participates in giving back to the communities that we live and work in. We just continue to serve. And our foundation really acts as a natural extension of our annual Community Day event. And so what this means to you, the listener, is that every home that is purchased or sold, your Windermere agent makes a donation to the foundation on your behalf. So it's a fantastic cause, and I just believe in it wholeheartedly. The Windermere Foundation does things such as they assist in education, almost all child or youth programs, emergency housing assistance, school supplies, counseling, and a fantastic list of services that really benefit the people of our county. And if you haven't heard about, or maybe you've driven by when we've been performing one of our Community Service Day events, it's our annual event in June when up to 120 agents come together to complete large beautification projects for organizations within our county. And as a group, we come together, and it's so much fun. We bring tools and paintbrushes, rakes, tractors, mowers, wheelbarrows, all the materials, and a lot of elbow grease. We have painted interiors and exteriors of buildings. We have built fire pits. We have rebuilt doors, put sod down, and made
just a plethora of general repairs.
Can I chime in for
Absolutely.
One sec? So one thing I just want to put in a little, we'll give Lindsay a shout out, Lindsay Cowden, because one of our community service days, her family's company donated a load of cement to make a big walkway for accessibly challenged folks. And so that was just, it just warms your heart to see what we are able to do as a group when we come together. It's just really amazing. And speaking to some of those other things, I still have clothes that have paint on them from painting in the past. Anyway, sorry to interrupt your good flow here.
No problem. As Julie was saying, I think we all probably have those clothes with paint on them because we've all done some of the painting. One of the things that the best part anyway for me is that we have the ability to provide this for the qualifying organization at no cost to them. So that's the beauty of this many agents getting together is that we all donate not only our time and elbow grease, but the products are donated from local businesses as well, excuse me, such as the Cowdens. And we have the opportunity to work with a lot of the different organizations within Whatcom County, such as the Boys and Girls Clubs of Whatcom County, Animals as Natural Therapy, otherwise known as ANT, Lydia Place, YWCA, Dorothy Place, and Camp Horizon for disabled adults. That's to name a few. So I have compiled a small list of organizations we support around the county, which is Agape House, Animals as Natural Therapy. And what I'm talking about is, as a foundation, we have determined that we will allocate some funds to these organizations. And so the Boys and Girls Clubs of Whatcom County and Getty Refuge Ministries, Skookum Kids, and Rebound of Whatcom County. And if any of you as listeners don't know what those groups are, I really encourage you to look into them. They are some fantastic organizations, and we are so fortunate to have them here to help support and bridge gaps in our county.
And Lori, is there a great way for folks to find out more about these charities, perhaps contacting you, contacting Windermere? What would you suggest?
They can either look them up, as I've mentioned them. They can Google them even. You are more than welcome to contact me, and I would be happy to point you in the right direction if you're looking to volunteer or just make a donation to these awesome outfits in our county. Our foundation exists to offer support to families and people that are otherwise struggling to make ends meet. A few of my favorite would be the Thanksgiving turkey baskets and delivering them.
I love that. It's so much fun.
It's wonderful. We come together again with our agents, and our agents actually bring and buy all of the ingredients for a big turkey dinner. And we fill these giant boxes with all the traditional ingredients, a cookbook, a pie, and we even put sparkling cider in there. And this year, I am proud to announce that we are providing 92 dinners to families in need.
So wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. We'll revisit that construction of these baskets, boxes, when we come back. We're going to go to a quick break here. And thanks for all that great information, Lori. We'll look forward to hearing some more when we get back from this break.
Hi, I'm Steve, co-host of In the Shop, Saturdays from 9 to 10 on KGMI 790. I own Panacea Automotive Repair. Did you know that the definition of Panacea is a remedy for all ills or difficulties, a cure-all? At Panacea, honesty is our priority. We won't sell you products you don't need or do repairs that aren't necessary. We understand the necessity of a good working relationship, so we take pride in giving our clients quality service.
Panacea Auto Repair, service you can trust on Britton Road behind Iron Man Movers or at PanaceaAuto.com. Relationships should be about respect and mutual cooperation, a win-win attitude, and the confidence that you can rely on the other to be there over the long term. At Bank of the Pacific, we respect the relationships we've built over time with our customers and our communities. With plans to be here today, tomorrow, and into the future, we promise to provide feature-rich products that offer the advantages of cash rewards and a full array of online and mobile banking features. Call or stop by your local branch or visit us online at bankofthepacific.com. Member FDIC.
Are you on Medicare? Hi, this is Marcia Neal with Vibrant USA. The Medicare annual enrollment period is underway. This is the time of year to review your Part D prescription drug plan or Medicare Advantage plan and make changes for January 1st. If you need assistance reviewing your plan options this year, give Vibrant USA a call at 866-733-5111. And one of our friendly agents will be happy to assist you.
Relive your favorites every day on Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 KBay. Kick off your workday with a 9 a.m. music marathon. Over an hour of commercial-free classics. Hit after hit from your favorite artists all day, every day. And the broadcast sponsor of the Bellingham Bells. Listen live online, 98.9KBay.com. Join the fun and be a part of Bellingham's newest radio station, 98.9 and AM 930 KBay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. This is Julie Brown with Lori Dumovich. And happy Saturday morning to you. Hey, I just want to give a quick shout out to a couple of our sponsors that make this show possible. And that is, of course, Windermere Real Estate, Whatcom County, and Bank of the Pacific. And let's see, Linden Sheet Metal. Linden Sheet Metal does a great job. If you have a gas fireplace, heater, hot water tank, pretty sure you have all those things, a furnace in your house, it's a good time of year to get those serviced before they fail during a big storm or power outage or what have you. So thank you. A big shout out to Linden Sheet Metal. All right, Lori, we were talking about the foundation, which is the Windermere Foundation, and just all the charitable things that we participate in as real estate agents here with our firm. I'll just pass it back to you if you want to continue on and give us a little more information.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, so as we were chatting before the break, this year Windermere is providing 92 dinners to families in need. And I guess that gently rolls us into the holiday season, which is exciting for me. The Boys and Girls Club is another, their food program is another organization that we really support heavily. They have wonderful buying power so that they can provide healthy snacks and meals, and they actually provide them for up to 503 children per day. So far this year, they've provided over 124,000 plus snacks and meals. I know, it's unbelievable.
That's crazy. Our county only has, what, about 200,000 people?
260-ish, yeah.
Are we that big now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were smaller. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And another really fun program, and I do know that Julie loves this program because the energy when we get to hang out with the children is completely infectious.
You're talking about Kicks for Kids.
I am.
Love Kicks for Kids, and yes. You always do. Who is it? One of the agents always gets all the socks. We get these boxes and boxes of socks, so the kids get. I don't know. It's Lori. She does it. She just does everything. Anyway, she goes and gets all these boxes of socks, and then we get to take the kids into the shoe store and try on shoes. And they usually get two or more, depending on. I'll let Lori carry on here, but it's so much fun. Oh my God, you guys!
It's a blast. These kids are so excited to get new socks and shoes, and quite frankly, Julie, I cannot take credit for the socks. That became my husband's pet the first year that we were involved in it, and he purchased over 320 pairs of socks because he just could not fathom that each child did not have at least 10 pair of socks.
Right.
So he just is amazing. And so with that, we get to act as personal shoppers, and we make sure they fit correctly, and we get to just help them pick out, and we talk about sale prices and how to get their best value. And this program was brought and introduced by a couple of my friends and colleagues, Tracy Wiersma and Sharon Ingalls, quite a few years ago. So I am just proud to be allowed to participate in it and really have so much fun with these kids and have hot cocoa with them and chat with them afterwards. It is the best time.
It's so super cute to see them once they get I've been able to help them choose usually like you said, you kind of watch the price and help them get the best value, but help them get like maybe a athletic pair of shoes, like maybe some sneakers, and then maybe some either a dress shoe or a boot or something for the season. Kind of, you know, it's wet here a lot. So it's nice to see them get something that's going to protect their feet a little. But they are always just a beacon of light. They're so excited and they have so much fun. And they, you know, have a little shopping lesson at the same time, which is, I guess maybe that's fun for ladies. I like it.
Have to tell you, the little boys, and this is for K through 12 programs as well, so everyone should be aware of that. So we really are helping across the board these children get some shoes that have been identified as having a need for them, and then the socks just kind of came into play later, and it has been an amazing transformation of this event, and it's a lot of volunteer hours spent by agents coming on 3 or 4 separate days to shop with these children. So we are having a great time with it. Another really fun one is Cups of Hope. I love this one. And I think we do it in March each year. It depends. Last year kind of threw everything off. But I love this one because I personally get to send my friends and clients a beverage coupon. And that benefits Rebound of Whatcom County. And if you don't know what that is, you should really look them up. They help families that have been through trauma, and it's a wonderful organization. And then we make a donation. Each agent makes a donation on their client's behalf when they buy those beverage coupons. So when you get those in the mail, you need to rush to Woods Coffee and use your beverage coupon, because that is when you get the benefit of it as the client or friend, and we get the benefit of donating in your name. So the generosity of Windermere Foundation, and more importantly, our agents, never ceases to amaze me. It is just, we have the most giving people that I know, and I'm so grateful to know them. They donate hundreds and hundreds of hours of their personal time. They mentor, they coach kids in sports, in their churches. They'll sew and put together masks and just simply helping other people. It's such a heartwarming thing to know that I get to hang out with such cool people. So, hey, if any of you know of an organization that would like to connect with our foundation, they can certainly reach out to me at Windermere, or you can go on to windermere.com and you can fill out our Windermere Foundation application that can be found there, and you can email it to me. But I'm easily found on the internet, and you can send me whatever you have. I'm happy to help or answer questions. If you're just looking for a great place to park some cash this year, I can give you a number of suggestions. And again, these are just a few of the organizations that our Windermere Foundation so generously helps.
Wow, Lori, that is amazing. So we're going to go to another quick break here, and then we'll come back and kind of tie this all up and put a little bow on it. And we'll talk to you in just a moment. Here we go.
The Backyard to Barnyard sale continues at your local CHS Northwest store. Whether you have a big critter or small fur or feathers, you'll find tons of great savings right at your local CHS Northwest store. Stop in today or online at chsnw.com. CHS, everything you need for home and farm.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Huge selection and amazing prices. Just two of many reasons to visit Wilson's Furniture when you're shopping for your next furniture purchase. Wilson's, open 7 days a week on Pacific Highway in Ferndale and online 24/7 at wilsonhomefurnishings.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Julie Brown sitting in for Mike Kent. Welcome to Radio Real Estate. This is our last segment. Oh, my gosh. This went really quickly. I can't believe it. This was my first time hosting you guys. So thanks for putting up with me. And I have Lori Dumovich here sitting to my side, helping out with lots of just amazing information with regard to the foundation, the Windermere Foundation, and charity, and just charity in general. As we come up into the holiday season, and you know, you just automatically, it's Thanksgiving, you're thinking of being thankful and giving to folks who are maybe less fortunate. And one thing we didn't really talk about, I just want to say, the mission, the Lighthouse Mission downtown, they are really doing, you know, they're a private company. They don't have a foundation. How are they? 501c3? I don't know. Anyway, they don't have any big money people giving them any help. It's really done through the community, small donations, people being charitable with their time, showing up to help these folks who are just, you know, really in need of support, whatever that support looks like. Could be food, could be clothes, just anything. Maybe they just need to bend somebody's ear and get a positive message. So anyway, going back to Lori and the Windermere Foundation, anything else you want to kind of tie up on this? I kind of wanted to go back and revisit our Thanksgiving baskets.
Sure. Yeah, we can do that too, Julie. So I think it's important for everyone to know that, again, these agents give this, and every Windermere agent and owner participates in the Windermere Foundation program, which I think is just phenomenal. It really gives laser focus to serving within the community that you work in. So any family that you know that can be a parent or guardian with children under the age of 18 that is struggling in some fashion with having the ability to provide school supplies or clothing, emergency housing, all of the basic necessities, please, please reach out to me. I would love to be that connection for you so that you have the opportunity to point someone in the right direction and we have the opportunity to continue to serve our community.
And so you were mentioning specifically the Thanksgiving dinner boxes. They're really what it is, everybody, is it's we prepare a big box. We call it a basket. It's a big box. They get a whole turkey. I think they're like 14 pounds or something. They're gigantic. It's a whole bird. And then you get all of the we as agents give all of the ingredients that are needed to put on a whole Thanksgiving spread, all of the sides. So like your mashed potatoes and your turkey stuffing and
Green beans.
Don't forget the gravy.
The gravy, all of those things. And they put together this really amazing little cookbook. So if somebody isn't a savvy cooker, chef, it makes it really easy. And I suppose you can just look it up on YouTube these days. But I think the cookbook is just really special and really nice. And to see these people when you bring them the dinner box, they're just like the stunned look on their faces. They can't believe I think they're just going to get like a Swanson's frozen dinner. Remember those?
Yes,
In the olden days. I guess they're all microwavable now.
No, but these are great fresh. They are, the rolls are fresh. Everything is fresh.
All the way down to a fresh pumpkin pie.
That's right.
Yeah. And it really warms your heart and you feel, you feel like you need to be helping more. Every time I do this and we go out on Thanksgiving or the day before, it's usually Thanksgiving Eve, right? Wednesday. And
yes. Tuesday. Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah. And in the pit of my stomach, I'm just like, God, I need to be doing more. And that's kind of the lesson I take away from it. And then I always go from Thanksgiving through to Christmas to the end of the year, I'm always bugging Lori. I go by her office. Hey, does anybody, I don't really care about getting any kind of accolade or acknowledgement. I just, you just feel like, God, I'm blessed. I really am so blessed. What can I do to help some other folks who are just having a hard time? And
You can give time. You don't always have to give money, Julie. And I think that's important to convey. People really need time, and time is essential.
And so that's it, everybody. We ran out of time. How about that? Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week here for Radio Real Estate.